I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Arson suspected in a church fire in Western Jerusalem last week is a stinging reminder of a more costly incident 25 years earlier. Compass Direct reports that the Christian church is known for its evangelistic effort. Todd Nettleton, a voice of the Martyrs USA, says that is the Jewish militant's motive.
The word that was used is that they're converting Jewish people to Christianity. So that is considered to be a dangerous thing. That's considered to be making trouble for Jews to offer them the message of salvation through Jesus Christ.
Nettleton is asking Christians to pray. Next, Cure International is moving forward with an ambitious campaign to eradicate clubfoot in the developing world. It's one of the most common congenital birth defects and can easily be cured with early identification and intervention. Cure International's Lisa Wolf says their work has a ripple effect and can transform a nation from the inside out.
We have a tremendous breakthrough with families like this and helping them understand that God loves them. This isn't a curse and they're going to be better. It just has a tremendous impact on their lives, which is why our motto is healing changes everything. It's not just the medical healing, it's also the spiritual healing.
And Dave Tippett returned recently from the final 2007 Eternal Concepts Discipleship Training School. This one was held at the Central Philippines University, which has over 11,000 students and is located on the island of Iloilo. Lessons were taught on humanity, faith, prayer, evangelism, and an in-depth study of the Bible. Tippett will next head to Angola at the beginning of 2008 to hold another discipleship training school. Pray that the students would be confident in God's calling. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get one at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.